Thanks, Ken, and my listening friend. Thank you for joining us on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And we usually, typically, will record on a Tuesday, and I came in on a Wednesday. Things got a little scheduled up yesterday, Jerry. Jerry Brenneman is here, director of Evangel Home. We have a repeat guest. It's been a while since we spoke with Maki. But they're the most interesting man just outside your office when we got here. Absolutely fascinating. Tell us a little bit about Vince the Plumber.
Jim, I'm so glad you got to be here, because Vince the Plumber is one of those people I think you take for granted after a while, because we've known Vincent for about 20 years. We've had wonderful conversations with him. He is a tremendous worker and plumber. But he's grown a new mustache, so that kind of caught my eye today. It's a handlebar mustache. Yeah. You know, Vincent is 70 years old or so, I'm not sure. And he's got this wonderful now new gray mustache. But he is an absolute treasure. I think he is either Hungarian or Romanian. I remember some of my conversations with him. Hard, hard worker. And there's nothing he can't fix. And in a way, Vincent is the plumbing equivalent of an artist. I mean, he'll come up with ways to fix things that you might never realize. He came to my house once to fix something, and he says, "Missy, do you have some scissors?" "Yes." "Missy, do you have some tape?" "Yes." I said, "Vincent, I could have fixed my own problem this way if I had known all I needed was scissors and tape." he fixed it with more than that, but he's very practical. He's very, he's just a treasure.
Yeah.
And one of the things I really enjoy is Patty Lehman, our office manager, spends her days with numbers and letters and paying bills and doing the hard facts of life. But her office is right near the front door. And lots of times when Vincent is here or other workers are here, and they go to Patty to turn in a bill or whatever, an hour later, they're still sitting in her office and not talking about the bill, but they're talking about life. Mm. And I don't know that Patty has led any of them to the Lord, but some of them are already there. She's had wonderful conversations. And I know several years ago, Vincent has a grandson who was killed in a motorcycle wreck. Horrible incident for him, for the family. And Vincent would sit up there in Patty's office and cry. Yeah. And I thought, wow. And so whatever Patty could do then to share her faith, I know she did. And I just think every part of this home, we're trying to see that everybody who comes in here is a creature of God. And I love Vincent.
Yeah, I had never crossed his path before that I recall, but I was captivated. I walked into the room, and just the most interesting face visually. I mean, some photographer needs to take a picture of this man, because it is artwork. The lines, the grizzled, but the twinkled eye, and the mannerisms that he has.
About his year-old granddaughter today. You saw that. He turned into total mush.
Yeah, he was talking about his one-year-old granddaughter, and that she did something, and he started to cry, he said.
And that's why he grew his mustache, so that his one-year-old granddaughter could almost pull herself up on his mustache. But before we leave the saga of Vincent, why he's here isn't just to come in and chat with us and to show off his mustache. It's because the drains in the kitchen just kind of exploded today, and I came to work, and all the women were they were doing the equivalent of swabbing down the ship deck real fast. And they had such good attitude. They had towels, and they were making a border around it, and someone else was trying to get the plunger to do things, and they all pitched in and helped. And so, Maki, I don't know what your plumbing job was today, but you were there too.
Well, we do want to get some time with Maki. Maki has been on the program with us here in the past. It's been a while. She thinks about a year and a half, and I don't have any kind of point of reference that I might dispute that, so we'll go with that. But Maki, you have been on the grounds here for some time. Do you remember when you first came to Evangel Home?
Yes, I do remember. I came here February 20th of last year, and my situation was I came here for the school, and I got married, but unfortunately, my husband was incarcerated at that time.
So you came to the States for school, not to Evangel Home. Where'd you come from?
I'm from Japan.
From Japan. So you came here to go to school, got married, your husband was incarcerated, and you needed a place to stay.
Yes.
So what did you find when you got to Evangel Home?
When I came here, I felt everyone was welcome and warm. At that point, I was so lost, so I was I felt I became one of the family member, Evangel Home family.
Mm-hmm. What was your, did you have a religious background in Japan?
No, not particularly. So when I went, first night when I came here, I went to chapel, and that night I accepted Jesus.
Wow. So how about that? It's been some, so did you go, you went through a program then?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Okay, I went through Crossroads program for 9 months. I thought I needed to work on myself, and I wanted to get close to God and know more about Him.
Now, for those of you who may not be aware, Crossroads is a 9-month-long life skills training program. The women lived in the apartment building next door to the shelter where we are now. Was there one class or one point of emphasis that seemed most valuable, or what are some of the highlights from your memory there?
I really had fun each classes, but I learned most from its boundaries. Because of my culture and how I raised up, I didn't know how to set the right boundary. So from that classes, I know how to say no sometimes, need to be, and I learned how to set the boundary so I can, you know, move and enjoy my life.
Yeah, I have a life that's responsibly balanced. Let me ask you, Jerry. Now, Maki is obviously a very sweet, even-tempered young woman, and she's been here for a period of time, and apparently conflict-free.
No one's laughing more about that than Maki. Jim, no one can get through a year and a half of life with no conflict. Yeah. Either your conflict is going to be with your own situation or it's going to be with somebody else. In this situation, I don't know that Maki has had conflict with the other residents. I don't know. I don't think so. She's a very outspoken person. And that's one of the things that when she talks about her culture, she's raised a little differently, I think, to be more submissive, to be quieter. And it's like someone lit a fuse and whoa.
That boundary class turned her loose.
She expanded the boundaries. And then she expanded them. And it's like, okay, Maki, come on, let's bring the boundaries back a little bit. That's been a learning process for her. And so I know that she and Ruby, our manager next door, it's been a year and a half, so there have to have been times when they had conflicts.
Sure.
And I don't know, Maki, if there's any you want to talk about, how you've handled them, how you have learned to not be totally submissive, to not always just say, okay, but when you really speak up, or when you're in a situation where you don't want to do something, or the usual conflicts, how do you handle them now?
Yeah, have you learned conflict resolution and coming to a mutually agreeable conclusion?
I learned that when it comes to conflict, sometimes, you know, I have to express my opinion so they can understand how I feel, what I'm thinking, so we can meet some kind of mutual agreement rather than arguing constantly or disagreement all the time. I learned how to come to mutual point with other people through classes from the program.
Okay. Well, that's an important skill to have. Yeah. Jerry, what's Maki's situation? What's down the road?
She's still got herself in a tough spot. She didn't do anything here to make herself in a tough spot, but because she does not have citizenship and she's trying very hard to do things, but nothing is working quickly. And so that's where she is. She's still trying to get citizenship. She's done some things to make things happen. I don't know, Maki, if you want to talk about that, but she really is in a spot where she kind of has to do something and then you sit and wait, and then you do something and you sit and wait, and then you hope and pray you don't get deported because something didn't get done. And that can be a very realistic sort of thing. Maki has no criminal background, so she doesn't have to worry about being deported because of a crime. But at some point, there's a time limit, and I don't know where she's bumping up to anything, but if there's anything there you want to share, Maki? And, you know, Jim, this is a very sensitive issue. Maki is not hiding. She's not an illegal that's here in hiding. Mm-hmm. She is someone who doesn't have citizenship that we've started the process to help her become a citizen, but it just takes a long time. So yeah. That's where we are. And I need to defend her because I think there are sometimes people would think, well, what's Evangelhome doing keeping illegals there? It happens. We are a homeless shelter. We ask people for ID when they come in. They don't all have it. They're homeless. What if we have determined from now on that people in the crisis home, if they're not citizens, we're still going to give them shelter when they're here. And when they apply for the program, there are things they have to do before they can get in the program because we don't want to put ourselves at risk. The reality is that at some point that could. So going forth into a program is a whole different set of rules than coming into the crisis shelter. And that's something that every single shelter, every single rescue mission is going to deal with because of the population you're helping.
Yeah. Now, Maki, when I got here today, you were in the kitchen kind of helping clean up the water, the mess. What do you do day to day? Are you assigned or given responsibility to as a job here at Evangelhome?
I'm currently working in the laundry room, but wherever they need me to be, I will be there in the hall.
She does not like to go to daycare, but she'll go. But that's the area. Please, God, don't put me there. You can just see it all over her.
Okay. The little ones are not your cup of tea?
I love kids,
yeah.
But I just not good at it. No. Trying to discipline them at one time.
All right, we're out of time. Maki, thank you. It's great to get an update. I see you most weeks when I come here to record, but it's nice to get a little time with you. Jerry, we're out of time. My listening friend, we could use some help. As always, come in the holidays. Call us 264-4714. Find out how you can help best. Thanks for joining us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangelhome of Fresno.